Basics of Canadian Patient Privacy Overview. As a salesperson serving healthcare customers in Canada, you need to be familiar with the country's personal health information protection requirements. The two most significant are the Personal Information Protection and Electronic Documents Act, PIPEDA, and the Personal Health Information Protection Act, PHIPA. Why? First, your customers must follow these laws. Secondly, you need to understand and be sensitive to PIPEDA and PHIPA's overall goal of protecting patient privacy. In this course, you will learn what PIPEDA and PHIPA are and why they matter to your customers, which practices protect private personal health information, which record-keeping requirements you need to know, which consent requirements concern personal health information, what a health information custodian is, what is PIPEDA. The Personal Information Protection and Electronic Documents Act, PIPEDA, is Canada's federal privacy law for the private sector and applies to personal information collected during the course of commercial activities. The difference between private sector and public sector is important to understand because privacy rights differ between the two. The private sector is composed of organizations that are privately owned and therefore not part of the government. Private healthcare entities are covered by this act. The public sector is composed of organizations that are part of the government. This includes federal, provincial, state or municipal governments. Depending on which Canadian territory you live in, privacy legislation usually refers to organizations in the public sector, to a public body or public authority. PIPEDA applies to organizations that are federally regulated and under the legislative authority of the Parliament of Canada. PIPEDA also applies to the private sector of each province unless a province has enacted its own privacy law that is substantially similar to PIPEDA. For example, in Toronto, two of the major hospitals are owned and operated by the Catholic Church, two others are owned and operated by the Salvation Army, and the rest are owned by non-profit corporations or charitable foundations. EAK time equals ones greater than they all provide services funded by the universal health insurance system. The 10 privacy principles of PIPEDA. 1. Accountability. An organization shall designate an individual to be accountable for the management of personal information. This includes the collection, usage, disclosure, retention and transfer of personal information to third parties for processing. 2. Identifying purposes. The organization must clearly identify the purposes for which personal information is collected, either before or at time of collection. 3. Consent. The complete knowledge and clear consent of individuals are required when an organization collects or discloses personal information. 4. Limiting collection. Personal information an organization collects should be limited to that which is necessary for the purposes identified. 5. Limiting use, disclosure and retention. An organization shall limit the ways it uses, discloses and retains personal information and not use it for other purposes. 6. Accuracy. An organization should ensure that the personal information it collects should be accurate and up-to-date for the purposes for which it is being used. 7. Safeguards. Personal information should be protected against loss or theft, unauthorized access, disclosure, copying, use or modification, regardless of how it is recorded. 8. Openness. The organization should make its policies and procedures about how it manages personal information readily available. PIPEDA specifically states the need for the name or title and the address of the person who is accountable for the organization's policies. 9. Individual access. Upon an individual's request, an organization shall make known to the individual the existences and disclosure of personal information and give access to it. If that information is disputed, the organization shall amend the information as appropriate. 10. Challenging compliance. Greater than, individuals shall be able to challenge an organization's compliance on any of the privacy principles of PIPEDA. What is PHIPA? The Personal Health Information Protection Act, PHIPA, is a federal law passed in 2004. The law has the following purposes: to establish rules for the collection, use and disclosure of personal health information about individuals. They protect the confidentiality of that information and individual privacy. To provide individuals with a right of access to personal health information about themselves. To provide individuals with a right to require the correction or amendment of personal health information about themselves. To provide for independent review and resolution of complaints regarding health information. To provide effective remedies for violations of this act. PHIPA. applies to organizations and individuals involved in the delivery of healthcare services in both the public and private sectors. Is the only health sector privacy legislation in Canada based on consent? Is the only legislation in Canada with a mandatory breach notification requirement? For the rest of this course, we will focus on PHIPA and its requirements regarding healthcare information privacy. What is a health information custodian? As a salesperson selling to Canadian hospitals, healthcare systems, long-term care, and primary care practices, it is possible that you will possess confidential health information. And even if you do not come in contact with such information, it is important for you to understand the role of health information custodian as defined in PHIPA. PHIPA defines a health information custodian as a person or organization who has custody or control of personal health information in the course of performing the person's or the organization's duties. This includes healthcare practitioners, or anyone who operates as part of a group of healthcare practitioners, a service provider, defined as a person who provides a community service either purchased by an agency or with the support of a payment. A community care access corporation, defined as an organization that provides goods and services meant to assist relatives, friends and other persons, by providing care and or information about health and social services. Someone who operates one of the following facilities, programs or services. A public or private hospital, a psychiatric facility, or an independent health facility. A long-term care home, a placement coordinator, or a care home. A retirement home. A pharmacy. A laboratory or a specimen collection center. An ambulance service. A home for special care. A center, program or service for community health or mental health whose primary purpose is the provision of healthcare. Distributor sales professionals generally do not fall under these definitions, except for Section 8 of PHIPA that indicates, any other person, if the person has custody or control of person health information as a result or in connection with performing prescribed powers. Should you come into control or custody of patient health information, you will be covered by the provisions of the PHIPA. Key practices to protect personal health information. The law defines and spells out four important practices for protecting patient information. Since most salespeople won't handle patient health information, this course does not detail all these requirements. But if your job does put you in the position of health information custodian, you'll want to learn the specifics of each expectation. 1. Information practices. This refers to the policy about when, how, and for what purposes an information custodian collects and handles personal health information. Put simply, these are the steps custodians and their agents must take to protect patient information. 2. Duty to follow practices. This refers to the responsibility of custodians and their agents to take necessary steps to protect patient information. 3. Use of electronic means. The custodian of health information must follow appropriate practices when information is transmitted electronically. 4. Providers to custodians. This provision applies the requirement S for protecting health information to anyone who provides goods or services to enable a health information custodian. Other important provisions include accuracy. A health information custodian who uses personal health information about an individual shall take reasonable steps to ensure that the information is accurate, complete, and up-to-date. Disclosure. A health information custodian who discloses personal health information about an individual shall take reasonable steps to ensure that the information is as accurate, complete, and up-to-date, or clearly set out for the recipient of the disclosure the limitations if any on the accuracy of the information. Steps to ensure collection. A health information custodian shall take reasonable steps to ensure that personal health information is not collected without authority. These include 1. Security. A health information custodian must take steps that are reasonable in the circumstances to ensure that personal health information in the custodian's custody or control is protected against theft, loss, and unauthorized use or disclosure. 2. notice of theft or loss to the individual. If personal health information belonging to the custodian is stolen, lost, or used with authority, the individual who owns that information should be notified. That person is also entitled to lodge a complaint with the commissioner. Exception: the only circumstance where the health information custodian may be exempt from these guidelines is if that custodian is a researcher who has received the information from another health information custodian. Consent concerning personal health information and the PHIPA elements of consent: if this act or any other act requires the consent of an individual for the collection, use, or disclosure of personal health information by a health information custodian, consent must be consent of the individual alone. This may be express, implied, or conditional. Exception: this consent must be express and not implied if a health information custodian makes the disclosure to another person. K time equals 0.3s, greater than or does so for other purposes than providing healthcare. B. Must be knowledgeable. That is, it is reasonable to believe that the individual knows the purposes of the collection, use, or disclosure, and may give or withhold consent. C. Must specifically relate to the information. D. Must not be obtained through deception or coercion. It is assumed that the individual knows the purposes of the collection unless the circumstances indicate otherwise, and the individual also retains the right to withdraw consent by providing notice to the health information custodian. Please also take note of the principle of assumption of validity. A health information custodian who has obtained an individual's consent to a collection, use, or disclosure of personal health information about the individual, or who has received a copy of their consent, is entitled to assume that the consent fulfills the requirements of this act.